This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I graduated from med school in 1993, and I went into specialist gastro training in 1997. And I've been in gastroenterology since then, so it's from 1997 to 2017, so it's nearly 30 years.
You're listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan. This is the second part of our mini-series on colorectal health. Yesterday, we heard from colorectal surgeon and general surgeon Dr. Chong Hung Yin about the anatomy of the lower gastrointestinal tract. Joining us today is gastroenterologist and hepatologist Dathin Dr. Wendy Lim Wan Di of Sunway Medical Center. Dr. Lim walks us through a typical colorectal examination, which is one of the key ways to detect colorectal cancer. As a gastroenterologist of nearly 30 years, Dr. Lim has much experience working with problems of the digestive tract. We speak to her about colorectal cancer and the issues surrounding its diagnosis. Colorectal cancer is difficult for many people to talk or ask questions about, mostly due to embarrassment. So let's start with the basics. What is colorectal cancer? Dr. Lim explains.
Colorectal cancer just means cancer of the colon and rectum, right? So it generally arises from precancerous growth, or what we call polyps, in the intestine. And over time, some of these polyps can turn into malignant polyps and eventually cancer. In Malaysia, this is the second most common cause of cancer for both men and women. Generally, not many people are aware. People know what colorectal cancer is, but they're not aware of how common this condition really is. So a lot of them don't realize that it is one of the top three cancers affecting both men and women. Certainly, cancers of the breast, prostate, cervical cancer receive a lot of publicity and attention, and so people are more familiar with it. But colorectal cancer is something that people know about, but not a lot about. And I think partly that's to do with lack of awareness, maybe recommendation from primary care physicians to get themselves screened for this very common cancer. And there's also the embarrassment aspect as well. People are just embarrassed about getting their intestines checked because, you know, they think, oh, I have to undergo, you know, a very embarrassing procedure like colonoscopy. And there is a lot of myth or misinformation about what colonoscopy is all about.
For all the silence surrounding it, however, colorectal cancer is one of the more common forms of cancer.
Colorectal cancer is a very common cancer. It is the third most common cancer amongst men, and the second most common cancer among women. But for both men and women, it's the second most common cancer in Malaysia. Worldwide, it's the fourth leading cause of death. So it is a very common public health disease. And sadly, it's just that people are not aware of it. It's important to know about colorectal cancer disease because it is a major cause of morbidity, or what we call disease, and mortality, or what we mean by death. Not just in Malaysia, but worldwide. And I think a lot of people don't realise that colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Why I say preventable is because colorectal cancer arises from precancerous growth. So the purpose of screening is to get these precancerous growth detected so that we can remove it. So by removing it, we can actually reduce the colorectal cancer morbidity and mortality.
Colorectal examinations and other tests are essential for early detection of cancer. Dr. Lim walks us through the various ways these are done.
So the screening tests are generally divided into two types. There's a cancer prevention test or a cancer detection test. So the preferred colorectal cancer prevention test will be colonoscopy. The cancer detection tests, there are many. So they include, once a year fecal testing, 5-yearly CT colonoscopy, or the 10-yearly conventional colonoscopy.
It cannot be denied that there is a sense of embarrassment when it comes to colorectal examinations. There is also a lot of fear of the tests themselves. These can lead to a delay in diagnosis and treatment. Dr. Lim dispels some of the myths surrounding the issue.
Well, I say don't die of embarrassment, right? I think we have to raise the awareness that this is a highly preventable condition. We can pick it up early in the precancerous state. We just need to advise patients to undergo colonoscopy screening, pick up this precancerous growth, get it removed. And we also have to sort of dispel the myth that colonoscopy is a very dangerous procedure. I think screening with colonoscopy done in professional hands is actually very safe and effective. Now, and for especially, there's a lot of embarrassment, especially amongst women, because they may not want to be examined by men gastroenterologists. So there are female gastroenterologists around. So, you know, gender issues like that, I don't think it should be a barrier, because there are now more and more doctors, gastroenterologists, who are females too. So I don't think that should be a barrier anymore. Then, of course, we need to make sure that primary care physicians know about the incidence of colorectal cancer, that it is highly preventable, and it's not something that one needs to do every year. In the normal average risk individual, the colonoscopy can be done once every 10 years.
Dr. Lim further explains how diet plays a role in increasing the risks of colorectal cancer.
Well, I think one should not eat too much red meat, because it is linked to colorectal cancer. So red meat, we're talking about like beef, lamb. We should perhaps have a diet that's rich in fruits, fiber, whole grains. And also, I guess, not just the type of meat, but the cooking methods are important. So avoid cooking at very, very high temperatures, for example, like grilling, frying, broiling, because this can release certain chemicals that can potentially increase your risk of colorectal cancer. And I think finally, one should also think about cutting back on the tobacco use, avoid heavy alcohol use, reduce the incidence of obesity and physical inactivity. So all in all, just a generally healthy lifestyle, as with all other medical conditions.
I've been speaking to gastroenterologist and hepatologist Datin Dr. Wendy Lim Wandi of Sanway Medical Center about diagnosing colorectal cancer. If you missed any part of this show or yesterday's episode of our mini-series on colorectal health, you can download the podcast from our BFM app. Tune in tomorrow as we hear more from dietitian Lau Wai Hong for advice on maintaining a healthy gut. This has been Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.